So when you look at the darkness and the light is fighting the dark and the dark is fighting the light is seen to be the good and the dark is the bad. But again, seriously, you have to look at, is really the dark that bad? Which is worse, the light not loving the dark or the dark behaving like the dark as it was created to be? Which is more unloving? Gosh, if we really look at it that way, maybe the light is actually more cruel than the dark. The dark is merely behaving as it was created to be. And the light is rejecting it and trying to overcome it and conquer it. Basically, we're talking about abuse. That if the light abuses the dark and smothers it out with light, then it has won, and love has won. Is that really love? Where is the honor for all of existence? Darkness was created to give the light an opportunity to experience itself. And somehow it has become that darkness is bad and light is good. This is a polarized experience. It's a polarized truth. It is not an absolute truth. It is an entire belief system about light and dark. Now, are we saying that people who want to be more light should start behaving dark? No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying honor every being, every creation, for their part in the universe that gives everyone an opportunity to experience. And in truth, both the light and the dark are far from the love. For the dark is the absence of love, and the light that judges the dark is the ignorance of love. Meaning you don't really know what love is if you are judging the dark. If there is good and bad and there is polarity, that is not love. So to call yourself light against the dark is to not be the love. You are a far cry from the love. But the purity of the dark is that they are absolutely without love. But to have the love and be ignorant of what the love is, gee, we could make a case for that. Maybe the light is more cruel than the dark. And for the light to claim that they have the love, but yet still judge, is that not arrogance? So we have arrogance and ignorance, claiming to be good and judging the dark for being the absence of love, the pure absence of love. Gosh, there's some beauty in the purity of its absence of love. Not condoning at a human level the behaviors and actions that are harmful, etc., but looking at pure at an energetic standpoint. So maybe the light and dark needs to be re-looked at. Maybe it needs a whole nother perspective. So what will we call light workers who see that they are fighting against the dark or trying to bring light into the world? Maybe we could call them teenagers that have a right idea, but are going about it in maybe an inaccurate way. Maybe there is no such thing as a light worker. Because remember, to be a light worker, there has to be dark workers, don't there? Because why else would the light work? Now, if the light workers would join forces with the absence of light workers, maybe we'd have a different perspective. You see, it's all perspective, and it's all whatever level of existence you want to look at this as. And some will claim that, yes, there is a true reality where the light is fighting the dark, and the dark is fighting the light, and blah, 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 blah. And yes, it all exists because you believe it exists. Because your fighting the dark creates the strength of the dark. Because fighting is part of the darkness. Love does not fight. Oh, yes, they're going to say there are love warriors. It's all a perspective. It's all at a level of existence. And yes, at some level of existence, all of these are real. All of these are accurate at that level. But we're trying to come from a little bit higher perspective than those limited realms in which those difficulties and challenges exist. And if you could imagine that these light and dark realms were merely playgrounds, because the beings that are far beyond that have no issue with them. They just watch them in wonderment. As what are these creations doing, and what are they developing, and how do they interact? It's like a petri dish watching the experiment grow and evolve. But they are not entangled in this, nor are they part of this. So light and dark, light workers, dark lords, all this is all a system, a reality that isn't based on the absolute truth. And then let's just take it to the ultimate, that if Source is the creator of all that is, and Source decided that the game was over, don't you think Source would call in the cards? Would make sense, wouldn't it? So the question then becomes, do you really believe in Source? Because if your Source or God has to fight with darkness, then I guess your God or Source isn't really supreme, is it? It isn't really the allness. It really isn't the one. It's like your right big toe fighting with the right pinky toe and claiming that one is more superior than the other. Like nobody's going to win, because they're both going to destroy the foot. The absolute Source would be your consciousness of your body saying, okay, you two, stop that now. And if you don't, we're calling you home. But what if you just allowed the war to continue because you were allowing the creations to evolve as they do, and your love was so great that you allowed them to believe in light and dark, and to falsely believe in the oneness, and still separate themselves as light and dark, because that was how great your love was. Because ultimately, you as the Supreme Source actually know that it could all end in a blink. But your love is so great that you let them have whatever reality they want to play in and believe it, just because you love. Because you know that you are all of creation. So why would you need to argue with yourself? So the ultimate question is there really darkness? Or is darkness only a perception based upon limited realities? No matter how highly evolved the reality may seem, is it not a limited reality if it still believes in the division? So maybe it's time to stop judging both. Maybe it's time for the light to stop judging the dark. And the dark, who has no consciousness of love, to be accepted and loved home for their great and magnificent service in providing the experience of a divided, polarized reality. And now, in that case, then, the light workers would have to look within themselves and say, where do I judge anything less than light within me that reflects in my judgment of the dark? And know that I am not the light, I am all that is. And in knowing that, I know that I am the darkness and I am the light. But the darkness and the light are my creations. So I am not the qualities of the light and dark. I am the essence of all that is, that gave birth to all that is, which includes the light and the dark, and therefore I judge them not. And to know that, to know thyself, means that one must know the dark and one must know the light. For that is a fully, get the word, in, enlightened master. An enlightened master means they know all of the light, both the dark and the light side. A fully enlightened master has experienced both the deepest, the darkest, and the brightest, and the lightest, and they are an enlightened master. They fear neither, they give in to neither qualities, for they are all that is. They know that, and with their own divine loving selves, we will call it, they recognize all that is, and embody the love of all that is, without judgment, separation, or any division whatsoever. So, Are you a light worker, a love warrior, a dark follower? If you are any of those, then you are in separation, and you are not a fully embodied, enlightened master. And you can choose to experience any of those you wish, or any other ones you can create, because that's the joy of creation. But the love does not see the darkness as something to be repulsed, overcome, or fought. And the love does not see the light as the good and the right. Now, this does not say that there is not changes at hand to bring in this universe into balance and more toward the divine plan and make some alterations in the creation, but it is not done through judgment, war, or fighting. But at the human level, it may appear that way, because it is the trickle down into the densest where the most judgment is. And so it's being played out, because, like anything else, the energy has to be channeled off and shifted. But we're looking at the higher perspectives with an understanding that the human metaphor and experience plays a little bit differently, or should we say a lot differently, than the divine perspective that we are talking about. Food for thought. Who will you be? The enlightened master or something else? It's all choice.